All right, Alexander, let's do a real quick video update on Belarus and what's going on there ever since the elections that sent the country into a bit of a tailspin. And we now have this coming out of Euronews. Let me read you the title of this post from Euronews, which says, "We prevented an attempt at a revolution in Belarus," says country's foreign minister. Belarus's government say they have avoided an attempted revolution, the country's foreign minister said at a press conference in Russia on Wednesday. Vladimir Makey made the comments as demonstrations continue in Minsk over the August 9 presidential election. It saw longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko claim victory in a vote that critics say was rigged in his favor. Makey, speaking alongside his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, said, quote, "We prevented an attempt at a color revolution in our country." It comes after Lavrov criticized the US and NATO for making destructive statements on the situation in Belarus. Alexander, what do you make of these comments made by both countries' foreign ministers?
Well, that the first thing to understand is that Makey, who is the foreign minister of Belarus, has always been considered to be the most pro-European member of the Belarus government. And in fact, he's now made another statement, also with Lavrov, in which he says that this attempt at a color revolution has put back Belarus's relations with Europe, with the EU, by decades. So he's clearly feels angry about this, and so I think does the Belarus government. Now, quickly, the situation in Belarus itself is seems to be getting more stable, and it is now becoming increasingly clear, I think, that the situation that Lukashenko is likely to survive. Now, what apparently happened, I think we've been able to unscramble a lot of the events. Clearly, there were a lot of angry people in Belarus about the election. But as well as that, as those who are, legitimately angry and went out and protested, it seems that there was a hard core of people who wanted to carry out a color revolution and had connections with Ukraine and Poland, apparently Britain and one or two other countries. And it seems on the first couple of days, they tried to set up a Maidan-style tent city in Minsk, and that was what brought out the riot police. There were then, when that failed, attempts to organize strikes in Ukrainian factories, in Belarusian, sorry, Belarus factories. And now it's clear that that has failed completely. So all that we're now left with are basically one big protest every Sunday. There are scattered protests during the week, but they never seem to involve more than a few hundred people. So I think it is extremely difficult and very unlikely to see Lukashenko falling in the face of all of this. And he's now had very strong support from the Russians. Putin said that he set up a police force, a special police reserve force, to send to Belarus if administrative buildings are seized in Belarus. It seems there was a plan about 10 days ago to storm Lukashenko's own residence, but that also failed. So with the Russians closing ranks with Belarus, with the government in Belarus stiffening around Lukashenko, with the strike wave having failed, and with it basically down to just one protest a week, it looks as if the crisis is now abating, and you're starting to get angry articles from people like John Bolton. Remember him? He's written a furious article in the Daily Telegraph accusing the European Union and, interestingly, Donald Trump of betraying the cause of freedom in Belarus. So it seems as if the worst of this crisis is probably over.
Did Trump even make a statement about Belarus? I didn't catch any statement from Trump. Maybe I missed it. I know Pompeo said a couple of things, but to be quite honest, I mean, the US, in my opinion, the US didn't weigh in that much on Belarus. I mean, it was nothing compared to Obama and Biden and Ukraine,
That's
Paet and Ulit, not even close.
the difference, and that's why Bolton is angry, because of course Trump, who understands, I think, the feelings of the American people, frankly, doesn't care about Belarus. He doesn't see it as in any way important to the United States. He's not looking for a fight with the Russians over Belarus. He just leaves Belarus to Belarus. Whereas, of course, Biden and Obama were actively and heavily involved in Ukraine and trying to foment, and in fact successfully fomented, a regime change operation there. So that is the fundamental difference. When people say to me, as they often do, that Donald Trump and you know, that the two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, are the same, and that Donald Trump is, as you know, he's as much involved in the regime change agenda as the Democrats are, well, Belarus proves the opposite. And that's why the regime changers, people like Bolton, are so angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, once again, I'll preface it and I will say I didn't see any statements. I could be wrong, but I really did not see anything coming out.
He hasn't made any statements.
I didn't see a tweet. I didn't see...
Why should he? I mean, he's quite right. Trump is absolutely right. Belarus is important to Russia. It's not important to the United States. Why should the United States interfere in Belarus? It's got nothing to gain from doing so. All that it will do is pick another fight with the Russians. Of course, there are some carpetbaggers who would go to Belarus and make lots of money, as they did in Ukraine, you know, from plundering the country. But like apart Biden. From that, well, Biden and Hunter Biden and those kind of people. And Belarus has lots of assets, by the way. It's got lots of factories. It's got thriving agriculture. It's a well-run country in many respects. But, you know, apart from those, and the neocon, you know, chess players who are playing their great geopolitical chess games, which Donald Trump is completely not interested in, as the American people are not interested in them. Apart from those people, the carpetbaggers and the neocons, I think most Americans are completely uninterested in this business, as is Donald Trump. And that's why he's not tweeted about it or spoken about it or said anything about it. So the result is Belarus is being left to sort itself out.
All right. So, so the neocons are pissed off. What's new? There is a new party that is being formed, from what I understand. I don't know exactly how together that party is going to be, but the party is going to be called Together. And, look...
That's great. Best thing they can do. I mean, form a party, fight elections. Don't, you know, try and storm buildings, incite strikes and cause revolutionary chaos in what is a very orderly and stable country. I think Lukashenko, I come back, we said it before, Lukashenko is probably on his way out. It'll take a year back to, there'll be an orderly transition. Let the Belarusians sort out their own affairs. Let's not have the European Union going in, please. And let's certainly not have the United States going in. And we see that if the United States does not interfere, which Trump is not interested in interfering, the situation will sort itself out.
Yeah, that was my next question to you to wrap up the video is, will Russia now have a really good sit down, many sit downs, with Lukashenko over the next year or two, and just kind of be like, look, let's work on a roadmap to transitioning to something different.
Absolutely. And in fact, they've told him to come to Moscow, and he's coming in a few weeks, apparently, this month, and he's going to have a big meeting with Putin. And there's already talk about, you know, a new constitution for the country. So we're going to see, they will have, you know, you can be absolutely sure that there will be friendly, frank and friendly exchanges with him. Because to be very clear, I mean, the Russians have, to a great extent, sorted him out. I mean, one other thing they tried to do was that they tried to get the journalists on the national television station to come out on strike. A few of them did. And what then happened was that Russia sent people in to replace them. And the result was that Belarus television continued to run and was never interrupted. So he's had a lot of support and help from Russia. He's getting another loan from them. But all of that comes with a price. And that's, by the way, one of the things that's making Bolton extremely angry.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say I hope that Lukashenko this time around just, you know,
gets the message
and has some more common sense instead of trying to be this geopolitical chess master playing off Europe, the US against Russia. I just hope he gets the message. He's got a golden opportunity to take a very stable, put together country and leave it as a very stable and put together country. And he can just kind of ride off into the sunset. He's done a lot of good things for the country. He's done a lot of bad things for the country. I'm not saying Lukashenko's been a disaster. I'm not saying he's been the greatest leader around, but this is his chance to kind of retire, you know, in
with dignity.
With dignity.
I mean, he's created a country which has a strong industry, strong agriculture, is stable, has been politically stable, and is not corrupt. Very remarkable in that part of the world, can I just say. And it's not immensely rich. It's not, you know, tremendously prosperous. It's poorer, much poorer than say Russia is, than Moscow is, but it's certainly a lot better off than other places around there. So it's time for him to go and to give Belarus, the country that he's created and successfully created, to give it a chance to find its own way without him. I mean, it's grown up and it's a very different place from the place he became leader of back in 1994. It's got, as you know yourself, as you said yourself, a thriving IT industry. Let it come together and it will boom, no question about it.
Yeah, and let Russia help.
Let Russia help.
Russia will help them along,
absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Alexander Berkers, Editor-in-Chief of The Threat. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Also, make sure to donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really, really helps out this channel a lot. And as you were finishing up, Alexander, I was going to take a sip out of my UK magic mug.
Two great minds think alike. You can see we both got our Duran magic mugs with the British flag. You'll find all our magic mugs now. We'll find lots of magic mugs with national flags. Come to our shop. Find your own. If it's not there, wait a little. It'll probably appear. There's Germany. I've also got Germany, by the way. This is England, and there's Germany, two countries that know each other well, obviously. If you wait, you'll probably see your country's flag. If you don't, well, drop us a line after a while, and when we'll sort something out. And we've also got lots of other things. Alex has got a great new range of shirts, also with national flags on them, embroidered shirts. And we've got new hats. We've got truckers hats and baseball caps and embroidered hats and always our amazing range of ebooks. So they're all there in our shop. You support our small channel by coming to our shop, and you become the owner of these great things if you come to our shop. So Alex will quickly remind you how to do it.
Just go to theduranshop.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Alexander Merkers, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.